along the river.
I'll join you in a moment.
The view wasn't all that remarkable, but it was a warm afternoon, the sun was shining, and it was pleasant to have Cynthia to myself for a moment or two.
Where on earth has Lawrence got to? His tea will be getting cold.
Lawrence, what are you doing? Come and have your tea.
Sorry. Just taking a look around. Fascinating place.
Fortunately, Lawrence went off to see a friend after tea, and Cynthia and I took the trap back to Stiles. As we drove through the village, I remembered I needed some stamps. As I was coming out of the post office, I cannoned into a little man who was just entering.
Oh, la la.
A little man with a head exactly the shape of an egg and a stiff military moustache.
Ah, mon ami Hastings! Oh, I cannot believe it! What a marvellous surprise to see you here!
Poirot! Miss Murdoch, this is my old friend Hercule Poirot. I haven't seen him for years, and here he is in Stiles St. Mary.
Oh, we all know Monsieur Poirot, but I'd no idea he was a friend of yours.
I have met Mademoiselle Cynthia many times with the good Madame Inglethorpe.
You know Mrs. Inglethorpe?
Oh, yes, my friend. Oh. It is by her charity that I am here.
Oh, how's that?
When the Germans invaded Belgium, I joined the resistance. But I was forced to take refuge in France and then made my way to your country. I had heard that Madame Inglethorpe had given shelter to a number of my compatriots in this village, and I came here. She made me welcome and found a room for me in the house she had taken for Belgian refugees. I shall be eternally grateful to her.
Oh, you must tell me the whole story. I shall come and see you as soon as possible. It'll be just like old times.
I shall look forward to it, my friend.
Goodbye, Monsieur Poirot.
Goodbye, mademoiselle.
He's such a dear little man. How did you come to meet him?
I needed no encouragement, and all the way back I regaled her with stories of my old friend. The heat of the day still lingered at Stiles Court when we returned that evening. As we walked into the house, Mrs. Inglethorpe came out of her boudoir. She looked flushed and upset.
Are you all right, Aunt Emily? Is there something the matter?
Oh, certainly not. Why should there be? Dorcas! Oh, Dorcas.
Yes, madam.
Can you find me some stamps and bring them up to my bedroom?
Yes, ma'am. But don't you think you ought to rest? You're looking very tired.
You must not fuss, Dorcas. I need to finish my letters in time to catch the post. Have you lighted the fire in my room, as I told you to?
Yes, madam.
Good. Well, I shall go to bed directly after supper.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious. I wonder what's up.
Well, Mrs. Inglethorpe does look a bit grim, but I suppose it's none of our business. Do you think there's time for a quick game of tennis before supper?
I'm sure there is. My racket's in the conservatory. I'll go and get it.
Mine's in my room. I'll see you on the court.
Oh, good evening, Captain Hastings.
Good evening. Did you have a pleasant walk with Dr. Bannister?
I didn't go, as it happens. Do you know where Mrs. Inglethorpe is?
She's in her boudoir, I believe.
I must speak to her.
She looked as if she was nerving herself for a particularly grim encounter. As I was making my way towards the tennis court a few minutes later, I couldn't help overhearing a scrap of conversation from the open window of Mrs. Inglethorpe's boudoir.
Then you won't show it to me. My dear Mary, it has nothing to do with that.
In that case, you can show it.
There is nothing in it that concerns you.
Of course, I might have known you would shield him.
Fascinating though it all was, I could hardly stand and listen to a private conversation, and Cynthia was waiting for me on the tennis court.
I say, there's been the most frightful row. I got it all out of Dorcas.
What kind of row?
Between Aunt Emily and Inglethorpe.
What about?
Well, she's obviously found him out at last, and she was making it very clear that she wasn't going to let him get away with it.
Get away with what?
Dorcas doesn't know exactly. She just happened to be near the door. I'm praying that Aunt Emily will give him his marching orders and never speak to him again.
Supper was a distinctly chilly affair. John sat there in stony silence. Mary appeared nervous and agitated. Lawrence gazed abstractedly into space. And Inglethorpe, who as a rule fussed over his wife with little attentions, sat there staring gloomily down into his big black beard.
Mary, will you send my coffee into the boudoir? I've just got 5